I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. So you own your life, right? You know you don't get another one, and you can't just turn this one in and go and get a different one. The life that you have is the life that you have. Now, whether it's exactly what you want right now, or if it's 0% of what you want right now, it is yours. The more ownership of it you take, the more you will look after. This is what happens when you own something.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. That aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You. Unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulations on the decision you have made to tune into the show, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, putting the work in, putting yourself out there, even when the achievements you expected to achieve have not yet been achieved. And on top of all this, personal initiative to go get it, make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is how you put the future in the best possible hands you can put it in. How can you put the future, your future, I'm talking about your life, not just the future in general, but the future of your life in the best possible position it could be in? Who is it? Or what is it? Or where is it that you could put that future, that you could put all your trust in your future, that it would have its best possible chances of succeeding? I'm going to tell you what that answer is today. And if you read the title of this episode, you already know the answer. The answer is your own hands. Putting the future in the best possible hands it could be put in means putting the future, taking the future, not even putting it, but taking your future and putting it into your own hands. That's what we're talking about here in today's episode. And this episode is for everyone, but I want to talk about the situation that you may be in to where this episode is really, really for you. You're right now looking at things going on in your life and you don't seem to be getting as much buy-in as you would want to be getting from other people. You know what I mean? When I say buy-in, people trusting you, people believing in your brand or believing in your work or believing in your potential, people wanting to buy into your stuff, whether that's buying your products, buying your services, just buying you as a person, people trusting you, people being interested in you. You are putting yourself out there, putting your stuff out there, and you feel like you're doing the work that you're supposed to be doing. You're trying to stay as mentally tough as possible, but it seems like things are just not turning over for you the way that you want them to turn over for you. And you're looking to these people like, okay, why are people not seeing this? Why aren't people buying this? Why does it seem like people aren't really taking this as serious as I think they should be taking it? Maybe you just need to put the future in your own hands. Instead of looking to them and saying, all right, why aren't you seeing this? Why aren't you noticing this? Why aren't you buying this? Why aren't you believing in this? How about you do all those things, take the future in your own hands, and then let those people come to you? That's what we're going to talk about here today. Point number one, if you want to put the future in good hands, being your own, being today's topic, number one thing you must do is take ownership and control over as many aspects of your life as possible. So when I say your life, I'm talking about your home life, your relationship life, your work life, your business life, your academic life. If you play a sport, your sports life. If you just want to be in shape, your fitness life. If you want to make money, your financial life. Taking ownership and control. What do I mean when I say ownership? If you own something, I mean, think about if you rent a car. You ever rented a vehicle or been in a rental vehicle or been in somebody's Uber or any car that wasn't yours, and maybe you spilled something on the floor, you dropped some trash, you might have just left it there and not really care. Why? Because it's not yours. I mean, you don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with that trash tomorrow morning because it ain't yours. Or even if you do have to deal with the trash tomorrow morning, it'll only be for a week before you bring the rental car back. So it's no big thing. But if you own the vehicle, you're probably going to clean it up. See, if you are renting a vehicle and you vomit in the car, it might not be that big of a deal because you could just give it back to whoever owns the car. Hopefully it's a rental car company. Hopefully you want to do that to one of your friends or family members and they got to deal with the smell. They probably charge you for it. But if you own the car, you might try to vomit out the window because you're like, wait a minute, I'm going to have to deal with this smell for the rest of the time that I own this vehicle. And we don't buy cars where we buy, you know, hot dogs or bags of popcorn. I might be a little bit more careful with this. A rough example, but you understand what I'm saying. When you own something, you look after a little bit more than when you're just renting something or borrowing something or you're just dealing with something temporarily. I mean, your own life, you own it, right? Hopefully you're answering yes to that question. You own your life, right? You know you don't get another one and you can't just turn this one in and go and get a different one. The life that you have is the life that you have. Now, whether it's exactly what you want right now or if it's 0% of what you want right now, it is yours. The more ownership of it you take, the more you will look after. This is what happens when you own something, people. You look after every single detail. You pay attention to every little thing that is going on in something that you own because you know you can't just discard it and go get another one. See, if you go work at a company and you have a job there and you kind of half-ass at work and you disrespect the property and you're not really all in even when you're supposed to be at work and you're actually being paid for your time, that's one thing because it's temporary. You're looking at it as temporary. Even if you work there 30 years, you might look at it as temporary because it's not yours. I mean, you just work there. But if you own the company and you have people working for you, you're really going to pay a lot more close attention, right? You're going to pay attention when there's trash on the floor or somebody's disrespecting the work or somebody's loafing off on the job and you know that you're paying them to be loafing off on the job. You may take a little bit more exception to that than if you were just working there and somebody was loafing off at the job, even if it was your job to notice somebody loafing off at the job. When you take ownership of something, you notice every little detail and everything matters. And when you take control over something, that means wherever it goes or wherever it does not go, you are responsible for it. If you were to do that with as many aspects of your life as possible, just looking at your life right now, your current resources, your current capabilities, your current location, who you are, what you've done up to this point, your current accomplishments, could you take more ownership and control over some aspects of your life? Yes or no? Is it possible you could take a little bit more ownership than you've been taking up to this point? This is just a question for you to marinate on while I continue on this point number one. Understand that what you cannot control, you cannot predict, and you can sometimes predict it. It's more of a guess, but you can be right and you can alter. For example, the NBA playoffs are going on. I can predict that Team A is going to beat Team B, and it may happen, but that is not just because I'm some genius that I just knew that that was going to happen. It's usually because I just guessed that this team's going to win. Maybe it is an educated guess. I'm thinking they're going to win because they have this guy and this team, and this is what happened in the past, but I can't control it. I can't control what happens. If you're riding in the passenger seat of a car, if we have any parents listening to this who have kids who are old enough to drive, when you taught your child how to drive, did you not find yourself unconsciously moving your foot to the brake pedal while your kid was practicing driving in your vehicle, while you're in the passenger seat? You realized, probably consciously, at least for a moment, that you could not control the situation. You cannot alter how that car was going to move in that moment, even though you were sitting right there. I mean, you couldn't do anything because you weren't in the driver's seat. See, when I'm sitting in the passenger seat of a car, I get nervous sometimes. Not even nervous, not the best word. I get anxious is the better word when I'm sitting in the passenger seat of a vehicle that I could be driving. Usually if I'm in a car, I like to be in the driver's seat. Because when I'm in the driver's seat, I can control the vehicle. I can predict what's going to happen in the vehicle because I'm the one who controls exactly what happens. So I'm not even predicting. I am dictating. And I can alter the path of that vehicle. When someone else can control a certain aspect of your life, when they have more ownership of it than you do, they own you. At least in that part of your life. At least for that portion of your day, at least for that segment of your existence, that person owns you. If they have more ownership than you have, they are paying more attention to the detail than you, or they can control a situation, they can predict and alter that situation more than you can, then you're in a position of powerlessness, at least at some percentage of powerlessness. Maybe not 0%, but it's definitely less than 100, probably less than 50. So you got to take the ownership. again, if you were the building that you're in right now, wherever you are right now, I don't care if you're in a car, if you're sitting outside of a business, if you're sitting in a public park, if you are at home in your house, if you are at work, imagine that you owned that building or that facility or that business or that park or that car. Maybe you do own it. Think about how you look at that thing that you own or that you're not owning right now. And how would you look at it differently if you didn't own it or if you did own it? So whatever the situation, if you happen to own where you are right now, think about how you deal with that place or that thing or that product or that service or those people if you own it. And then think about if you didn't own it, you probably wouldn't care as much. You probably wouldn't pay as much attention to detail. Now, maybe you do. Maybe you're a type of person who, even when you don't own something, you take ownership of it. You'd be the great type of person that people usually look for to bring into their companies. People who take ownership as if they do own it, even when they don't. But I want you to think about this when it comes to your life. I'm just using a business or a car or a house or a school as a metaphor. But look at your own life. What parts are you not taking full ownership of? Look at the way you treat something that you own. Think about what something that you own right now that you spent the most money on. Out of everything you own, what did you invest the most money into acquiring? Now, that thing, how do you treat it? How do you look after it? How do you feel about somebody else using it? How do you feel about someone else abusing it or treating it as if it's not worth what it's worth? You probably have a serious problem with that. Why? Because you take ownership of it and you want full control of it. That's the exact thing you need to do with more areas of your life if you feel like you're not getting the type of buy-in that you want to get. Point number two. Today's topic is putting the future in good hands, being your own. If you had to do everything yourself, just looking at your life right now, maybe there are some things that you are looking for some help with. You want some assistance, somebody to give you some, whether that's information, someone to share with you their experience, someone to lend their name, their power, their money, their energy, their time to you for you to achieve some outcome. And there's nothing wrong with this. Let me just ask this hypothetical question, though. If you had to do it yourself, let's say there was no one to help, there was no one you could ask, and even if there was somebody to ask, they all just said no, they all just turned you down, and you had to do it yourself, how would you do it? If you had to figure this all out on your own, there is going to be no help, no more information, no one lending a hand, no one giving you any guidance, tips, or advice, how would you do it? What would you do? Now, the right idea may come from this. You may end up with the perfect idea for what you need to do next that will put you in position of full ownership and full control if you were to ask yourself this question. I remember I was watching a biopic of Don King. I think it was called Only in America or something like that. And it was actually kind of skewering Don King, trying to make him look bad in some ways. But there was one part of it that I always remember. Don King's son in the movie was being played by this actor named Lorenz Tate. And in this certain scene of the film, Don King is watching TV with a few of his advisors, people on his team, and this person on TV was just talking bad about Don King, just saying all these negative things about him and trying to make him look bad to the media. And apparently it was getting to Don King. He's watching this on TV. He's getting pissed off. He starts cussing at the TV, grabs his remote control, hurls it at the TV, shatters the screen of the television, and he's just going crazy. And Don King's son is in there yelling, pop, pop, and is trying to calm him down. Finally, Don King calms down, relaxes, and then he says to his son, you know what we're going to do, son? And the son is like, no, dad, what are we going to do? And Don King says, son, we're going to get us some control. And it cuts to the next scene, and that's when Don King became, all capital letters, Don King. Some of y'all don't even know who Don King is. He was a boxing promoter. He promoted the Foreman Lee fight. He was very instrumental in Mike Tyson's career, Larry Holmes' career, a lot of big-time boxers back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Don King played a big role in those things. But Don King, in that movie, even though the movie was trying to make him look bad, that scene actually, to me, made him look good because it showed that when he got pissed off and he got tired of other people not doing what he wanted other people to do, he decided to take more ownership and more control over his own life and over his own business. And that's when everything changed for him. That's the point that I'm sharing with you. I remember a few years ago, I was doing some affiliate selling with some guy who I didn't even know. This random guy had reached out to me once and he said, you know, Dre, since you talk about basketball, why don't you do some affiliate sales for this particular product and this product over here? And I said, cool, sounds like a good idea. So I started actually doing it, and I was making money dealing with this guy. Every month he would send me a little video and tell me, hey, this is what we did, these are what your stats are, and this is how much money I owe you. And then he would send me the money, and I was like, yeah, this is good. Every month this guy just sending me the money, I'm not even doing anything. And then one day I happened to be in conversation with the person who actually created some of the products that I was being an affiliate salesperson for, and that guy asked me a really poignant question. He said, Dre, why are you doing this through some other affiliate when you could just be doing it directly? And I said, you know what? That's a damn good idea. And I started going directly. And instead of getting, I don't even remember what the percentage was I was getting from this guy, this random third party guy. He was a good guy. He was an honest guy, always paid me what he's supposed to pay me. But instead of getting 50% through that guy, I started getting 100% just doing it myself. Again, this is the question. Point number two, if you had to do it yourself, if there was no help, there was no one else involved, there were no middlemen, how would you do it? The key to your change, the key to your taking more ownership is probably somewhere in the answer to this question. Hold on. Got to interrupt my own podcast to ask you a question. You hear me talk about discipline, the discipline of showing up every single day on this show. How would you like to finish everything you start, develop complete focus, and eliminate all distractions forever for the rest of your life? If you're answering yes, that is something that I would definitely want. I know it is. You need to take a look at 30 Days to Discipline. 30 Days to Discipline is exactly as it says. It's a 30-day mini course where you're going to receive a new video, tip, lesson, explanation, and strategy every single day for 30 days that will help you do the things that you've been thinking about doing, but you never got around to doing them. If you ever had the challenge of the work that you want to do isn't the same as the work that will make your goals a reality, if you ever had the challenge of having a high level of potential, but you're always breaking the promises you make to yourself so often that you can't even believe in your own words anymore, how about knowing a whole lot of the things you need to do, knowing exactly what needs to be done, but actually doing it never actually happens? How would you like to get rid of that problem? How would you like to stop feeling powerless with yourself when it comes to moving yourself to action? If any of those are needs for you, if any of those are things you would want, look at 30 Days to Discipline. That is my 30-day course to help you eliminate distractions, develop complete focus, and finish everything you start. Get the full information on the course at dreallday.com/30. That's dreallday.com/30. 30 Days to Discipline. Now let's get back to the program. Point number three, today's topic is putting your future in good hands, being your own hands. Who are you inspired by? Who are the people who, when you look at their story, the way that they came up, the way that they made things happen, who are the people who inspire you? I mean, we're all inspired by different people for different reasons in different ways. I've given you four episodes of my virtual mentors here. I talked about 50 Cent, Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, Dame Dash. Who are you inspired by? Who are the people who inspire you? It doesn't have to be a famous person. It could be a parent. It could be your child. It could be your mom, your dad, a teacher. Who is it that inspires you? Who do you look up to? Whose path would you emulate if you could? They don't have to be doing the same thing. As you heard me say, I was never in the music industry, but those four people I mentioned as virtual mentors and gave whole episodes to, they are all in the music industry. I don't rap. I'm not a producer. I'm not signing any artists. I don't have a music label. But I look to those people as virtual mentors, and I gave you whole episodes as to why. For you, whose path could you emulate if you could just take the strategies or the principles of their path and apply it to what you do? They don't have to be doing the same thing that you do. Who would you emulate? As you come up with your answer to that question, I guarantee you one thing about these people. One thing that I'm sure, I don't care if you are a school teacher, you're a professional scuba diver, if you make custom suits, if you are an electrician, if you're a plumber, if you're a basketball player, I guarantee whoever it is that you're thinking of right now, whoever those people you're thinking of right now, I'm going to describe them. There is one common theme that I'm going to describe right now. Listen up. These are people who took life by the horns and decided to call their own shots. Now, when I say call their own shots, it doesn't mean that they had to start a business. It doesn't mean that they had to put their name on the door or they had to be like Don King and decide to get themselves some control. Actually, that part they did actually do, get themselves some control. But they decided instead of waiting for the bull to attack them, they grabbed the bull by the horns and said, "Bull, this is the direction that we're going." Instead of waiting for somebody else to shoot the ball and wondering if it was going to go in the basket or not, they decided to take the ball and take the shot themselves. I guarantee you, whoever you're thinking of, the people who inspire you, the people you look up to, the people whose path you would emulate if you could and you can, are people who decided to take life by the horns and put everything else to the side and call their own shot. However this goes, I'm going to be the one taking the shot. Whether it goes in or it does not go in, I'm taking that shot. I remember the story of Michael Jordan when his first retirement from basketball after winning the championship in 1993, he went and played baseball. I think everybody knows that. And while he was playing baseball, his manager was this guy guy named Terry Francona. And Terry Francona actually went on to graduate to, this is minor league baseball Michael was playing. Terry Francona went on to become a major league manager. I believe he won a championship in Boston, coaching the Boston Red Sox. But I know he coached the Phillies for a while. He coached the Red Sox, and I'm not even sure if he's still coaching. But here's the story. The point of the story is, while Jordan is playing this minor league baseball, the team, on an off day once, was actually playing basketball. They were playing pickup basketball. And Michael Jordan and Terry Francona, the team manager, were on the same team. And it was down to game point. It was the last point needed to be scored for one of these teams to win. Michael Jordan's team had the ball. Terry Francona got the ball. He was open for a shot, and Francona shot the ball. He missed the shot. And then the other team went down the other end, and they scored the game-winning point, and Michael Jordan's team lost this pickup basketball game during the minor league baseball season. Now, the players obviously are looking at this as just fun and games. I mean, we're baseball players. We're trying to become professional baseball. Well, they're already professional. We're trying to become major league baseball players. We just want to pick up basketball game. Everybody probably just completely forgot about it and discarded that game, except for the fact that Michael Jordan was playing in it. You know what Michael Jordan did after that game? He went up to Terry Francona, and he was dead serious. And there was a hint of anger in Michael Jordan when he went up to Terry Francona after the game. And he said, and this is to his manager, who's basically the boss. When you're a baseball player, the manager's the boss, right? Because they control if you even get in the game or not. Maybe if you're even on the team. Michael Jordan said to Terry Francona, "Don't you ever take the last shot in a game when you're on my team. The last shot will always be taken by me." Let's recap today's topic, which is put your future in good hands, which is your own. Number one, take ownership and control over as many aspects of your life, your business, your sport, your game, your body, your money as possible. What you cannot control, you cannot predict, and you cannot alter. If you want control over something, you got to take ownership of it full, 100%, even the bad parts. Number two, if you had to do it yourself, instead of getting help, instead of someone else putting you on, instead of someone giving you some advice or guides or tips, if you just had to figure it out and do everything yourself starting right now, how would you do it? The right idea may come from your answer to that question. Number three, who are you inspired by? Who do you look up to? Whose path would you emulate if you could? The people who have decided to make things happen and took full ownership of their lives or their careers and became those people who you look up to are the people who took life by the horns. They decided to call their own shot, and they would never, ever allow anybody else to take the last shot in a game they were playing in. Is that you? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.